And earlier today, Pope Benedict XVI praised the Australian government for its apology to the country's indigenous Aborigines for past injustices. The Holy Father was speaking during his first public appearance since arriving in Australia, where he met with Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. Sean Patrick Lovett is in Sydney with the Pope and has this report.
The media is calling it Super Thursday, the day the Pope officially arrives in Sydney. World Youth Day organisers have added the word holy for good measure. Super Holy Thursday dawned crisp and cool this morning over Government House, the Pope's first official appointment of this visit. Clearly, 3 days' rest at the Kenthurst residence had achieved their hoped-for effect. The Pope even had a spring in his step as he reviewed the Guard of Honour, and a lilt in his voice as he praised the Australian government for its concrete efforts to achieve reconciliation based on mutual respect with regard to the country's indigenous peoples. Another theme he touched on in his speech to the Prime Minister and other civic leaders was one that's close to the hearts of all Australians, the need to protect the environment. It was a theme the Governor-General, Michael Jeffrey, picked up on during his private conversation with the Pope later in the morning at Admiralty House. While the former stressed the need to safeguard vital natural resources like food, water and energy, the Pope added the need to preserve the power of the Spirit, which gives meaning to all the rest. The closed-door meeting with Prime Minister Kevin Rudd had an even more familiar flavour, insofar as the Pope and the PM ended up chatting about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German Lutheran theologian who died in a Nazi concentration camp. Apparently, Mr. Rudd is a published expert on the subject. They also spoke at length about the importance of interreligious dialogue, a topic the Pope referred to in his arrival speech, saying how much he's looking forward to meeting representatives of different Christian communities and other religions during his stay. With the Pope in Australia, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.